Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Caitlin Cracks the Code. I am your host, Caitlin Anderson, and on my podcast, we are cracking the code on all things health, wellness, and self-development to help you become the best version of yourself. I also bring on special guests who I will ask just one thought-provoking question to. This is to emulate if you were to run into them on the street or at a Starbucks, and you could only ask them one question, what would it be? Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode. Thank you for tuning back in if you are a returning listener, or if you are a new listener, thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you stick around. So for this week's episode, April is coming to a close, so I thought what better time to do a wrap-up of my favorites than this last week of April. So I'm going to be doing all of my favorites for the month of April. If you're familiar with my show, then you know that I usually do a segment where I talk about my top three from the week. So my top three things that I've been loving from the past week. But obviously, since this whole episode is going to be my April favorites, I'm not going to do that just because we're going to be going over all my favorites anyway. So I have a whole list I'm going to go through of all the things I've been loving this month, all the things that I've been eating, listening to, doing. So it's just a mixture of a bunch of fun, different things I'm into and things I'd recommend. Before getting into today's episode, I do want to talk about something real quick. If you have an interest in traveling, I may or may not be hosting a group travel trip. I'm not 100% sure yet, just to see if everything works out. But if you are interested in possibly going on a group travel trip and meeting new people, going on a very fun, big adventure around the world, do me a favor and fill out the quick survey that's going to be in the show notes. It's called Join My Trip. So you can just click on the link and it's going to take you straight there. It'll ask you a couple questions on your preferences, on where you'd want to travel, and just things like that. So it's super quick. It definitely shouldn't take longer than 5 minutes. So if you are interested and want to go on a group travel trip, this is such a fun, exciting way to meet new people and explore new places. Like I said, it is not a guaranteed trip yet. However, I will keep you guys updated on that. And that is really the only update I have for you. It's just that survey. So we are going to go ahead and hop right into today's episode, which is my April favorites. Let's get cracking. Starting off with number one, who doesn't want to talk about food? Food is obviously going to be on here. So this one is my favorite healthy sweet treats I've been making lately. Since doing 75 Hard, I wanted to find a way to still curb my sweet tooth, but also do it in a healthy way. And now I have around 4 go-tos after dinner if I am craving something sweet. And I'd recommend these to anyone if you're trying to eat healthy but still want something sweet. Because before, what I do is after dinner, I'd have like light Cool Whip with a Fiber One brownie that has like no nutritional value in it and it's just not real food. So instead of eating that all the time, I now have, so number one would be these frozen dates that are filled with peanut butter powder and dark chocolate chips that I just put in the freezer and I keep them on hand all the time. I talked about these ones before and I know I linked the video on how to make them in the show notes, so I'll do that again. It is the simplest, easiest recipe ever. You just get pitted dates, fill it with any type of nut butter that you like, and then put the dark chocolate chips in the middle. Stick them in the freezer for a few hours and they turn out so good. I've actually seen an updated version of these where you can make them taste like Snickers and that sounds really good too. I want to try those out soon, so if I do, I will report back to you guys. Moving on to my next healthy sweet treat. It is one that everybody has had, but it's something that I've been super into lately. I actually had it last night and it is a banana chopped up with peanut butter powder again, cinnamon on top of that, and a glass of almond milk. So basic, so simple, but it just hits the spot after dinner. Something about peanut butter and banana will never get old. The combination will always be my favorite, especially in smoothies, peanut butter banana smoothies. Nothing is better to me than that. So I love that combo. Number 3 out of 4 for my healthy sweet treats is also going to be including peanut butter. And it's the same thing as the other one. It's just basically the fruit is switched. A Honeycrisp apple sliced up with cinnamon and peanut butter powder to dip it in. I keep saying peanut butter powder, but that's just what I use. If you want to use any other type of nut butter, obviously you can. Almond butter's good. Regular peanut butter's good. Even crunchy peanut butter. I just always look on the ingredients to make sure the only ingredient is peanuts or just almonds. Because a lot of times they have those oils in the ingredients and all types of stuff that's not actually supposed to be in there. So just paying attention to what's in the nut butter is something I would recommend. And my final healthy sweet treat that I've been into is a parfait. I make it in the most simple way. I don't get too fancy with it. I do a zero sugar yogurt. So I've been either into Chobani zero sugar or the brand Too Good zero sugar. And I love just the plain vanilla flavor. They also have, I believe, strawberry zero sugar too that I've tried. And I like that one as well, but I do always gravitate towards the vanilla one just because I do mix in fruit. So I want that plain vanilla flavor for the yogurt. And then for the fruit, I love just doing strawberry and banana. So it is very, very basic. And I just thought of one more that I've been into the past week. So I am going to add on another sweet treat to this list of four. So now it's going to be five. And this one is actually one that I got from Jen Selter. If you follow her on Instagram, she's like a fitness influencer. So I saw that she was putting frozen banana in just a glass of almond milk. And I thought that was interesting because I had never seen anyone do, I've never seen anyone do that. So I decided to try it and I freaking love it. It's so basic. Like, do other people do this? I've been doing it a couple days this week and have been craving it lately. So I approve. So there you go. That's my list of five healthy sweet treats that you can have after dinner. And actually things that I just always gravitate towards after I'm done eating instead of going for Halo Top or something that's not going to have really much nutritional value, like actually making a little treat out of something that has some good stuff in it for you. Okay, moving on to my second April favorite. It is going to be affirmations. I have talked about how I get affirmations sent to my phone every morning from the I Am app, and that is one that I'm still loving. I get three affirmations sent to me every morning. And they're so customized to me now because I go in and I will like the ones that I really like. So it gives me more of those sent to me along those lines, something like that, rather than some that I just don't like at all. So I really like that app. That app is really good for encouraging words in the morning. But also even just on Pinterest, I find the best affirmation pictures. So they'll just have words and even I create, like, I'll just clip the word and then put it over like a really pretty scene, and I'll post those on my story sometimes if you guys have seen that. It's a great way to start off the morning and gets you in a good headspace and motivated for the day. A lot of the ones that I get sent make me feel so at peace, you could say, because they're so tailored to me in a way of good things are coming my way, I'm working hard as I can, not to stress about the future, and just basically doing the best that I can in the moment and doing the best I can with what I have now. I do try and post these from time to time. So if you don't see them on my stories, though, you can always go to Pinterest. Pinterest is the place to go for so many things. So affirmations is one of them. Next up is the music that I've been listening to when I'm not listening to podcasts. I have been loving listening to Afrobeats. So this all started in 2022, back when I went to Tanzania. I had never even heard of the term, probably, Afrobeats, but that is a lot of what they listen to over there. So just hearing all of this fun, upbeat music that just makes you feel good and puts you in a good mood. I absolutely love this type of music, and it just makes me, it makes me so happy. And so if you're not into Afrobeats, I recommend checking them out. I love Burna Boy, I love Rima, Fireboy, DML. It's such a good and fun genre of music that I love listening to on the treadmill, when I'm just driving around in my car with the windows down. I've really been into feel-good music, and that is exactly what Afrobeats is. It gives me all the summer and tropical vibes. And for this time of the year, with it being spring and summer coming right around the corner, I just couldn't think of a better time to start listening to Afrobeats. It also just has a special place in my heart because when I listen to it, it takes me back to Tanzania and I just think about so many amazing memories there that I made. And a lot of those songs were played either when we went out or we were just hanging around the house. So many good times, and you guys know how music can transport you to different times of your life. So that's kind of what Afrobeats does for me. Next up is one that I'm about to go do when I get done recording this podcast, and that is drinking my greens. So I've actually been into two different ones that I was sent, and they're both so good in their own way. So the first one is called, I believe, just Super Greens, and it's off of Amazon. I will link both of them for you guys in the show notes. This is not sponsored, by the way. I genuinely just love both of these and think they taste amazing. So the first one was Super Greens, but I got the flavor berry. This brand has two flavors. It was either coconut or berry, so I got the berry one. Love it. It tastes so good. Warning, it looks like puke. It's very dark green, but it tastes so good. This other one I was sent more recently. This one is from Bloom, and I'm sure you guys have heard of them. They are all over the internet. I picked out the flavor mango to get, but they do have quite a few different flavors. I think if I wouldn't have gotten berry with the other greens, then I would have gotten berry with Bloom, but I'm glad I got mango because it is so good. I feel so healthy when I'm drinking these greens, and even though it looks weird, obviously you're not always drinking a green drink. Like, it does not taste the way it looks. They both taste so good. They both have your serving of greens that you need for the day, and they're just packed with so much good vitamins, minerals, and ingredients. I don't have a set time that I drink my greens in the day. Like, sometimes I'll drink them in the morning with my breakfast. Other times it's when I get back from the gym and I've showered and I just want something to drink. I'll just drink my greens then. It doesn't really matter for me when I consume them. I just do it sporadically. Next up is a workout that I've been doing for a while, but I haven't been enjoying it as much as I've been loving it lately. And it is 12:30. You guys know I do this all the time, but lately I've really been enjoying doing it. I don't know, I've just been like not wanting to get off the treadmill. It's such a great workout too. Like, I appreciate it so much because you're able to just walk and work at the same time. You're able to sit there and walk on the treadmill, get a good workout in at that because you're at such a steep incline. And also you can be on your phone doing emails, doing content, doing whatever it is you need to get done on your phone while you're working out. It is the absolute best cardio workout, I swear. Shout out Lauren Giraldo for inventing it. We love you, queen. I posted a transformation and they actually just reposted me on 12:30 Instagram page. So that was really cool. I truly do owe a big part of my transformation to this workout along with 75 hard and eating healthy. If you don't know what it is, though, I do want to explain. So 12 is the incline, 3 is the setting of how fast you're walking, so 3 miles per hour, and then 30 is for 30 minutes. So you're doing a 12 incline, 3 speed, 30 minutes. That is the workout. However, it is 30 minutes that you're supposed to do the workout, but I do this workout for a much longer time usually. If I do it for 30 minutes, it's rarely. I usually do it, honestly, at least an hour. I don't know. I feel like I've built up such stamina to this workout and I've done it for so long. Like, if you're just starting out, you're obviously not going to be able to sit there and go for 90 minutes on the treadmill walking like this. But if you do it for so long, like I have, then you can build up to it. A lot of people ask me how I do it for so long because sometimes I'll post it and it'll be like 90 minutes and they're like, what the heck? Like, how do you do this? I can barely do 30. Well, yeah, I could only do 32 in the beginning. When you're just starting out with anything, you're not going to be able to do it at such a greater scale. So just remember that if you are starting out and doing 12 through 30, then you can build up to do it longer if you want to. You don't have to do it longer. But I do think this is such a good workout if you are just trying to get into working out and you just want some type of cardio. You're not going to be killing yourself trying to run. You can just do an incline walk and it's also so good on your knees and like your joints. And that's just like one of the benefits of it. It's not going to be very taxing on your body. I mean, you're going to feel it. You're going to be tired, but it's not like slamming your feet into the ground, slamming your knees and knocking things around. So I recommend this workout to beginners, to anybody, honestly. I've been really, really loving the 12:30. Next up is another food favorite. This is one that I have loved before in the past and took a little break from. And now I am back on it, baby. It is the egg white bites from Starbucks. I am so obsessed with these because they're just so perfect. Like, if you're not too hungry before going to work out, but you do need a little something, it needs to be the egg white bites. I get these around 1 to 2 times a week. I try not to do more than that just because I feel like it's a little ridiculous for me to go get these little egg white bites and not just make some eggs at home. But I do allow myself to go one or two times a week just to get these in the morning before a workout. So usually what I do is I make my little morning drink, whatever it is for that day, and I'll take it with me. But on the way to the gym, I will get the egg white bites and just eat it on the way. And I find it's the perfect little pre-workout meal where I'm a little bit hungry, but just, you know, not wanting to stuff myself full before I work out. They also have regular egg bites with like bacon and cheese and I don't know what the other one, they have kale and mushroom, I think, too. I haven't tried that one. I think I've tried the bacon and cheese. That one's really good. I just always get the egg white bites because they're so clean. They have peppers in them, and I'm obsessed. I love them. Speaking of, now that I think about it, I think I do have enough points to get free egg white bites next time because I remember I needed one more time to go to Starbucks. So I'm glad I'm talking about this now because I just remembered maybe I will go probably tomorrow. Next up is a favorite show that I've been into lately. So if you've been listening, you know I've been watching Yellowstone. That has been my show for a while now. And I finally finished it, by the way. And now I am on You, the new season of You. So it is season 4. And I've heard a bunch of mixed reviews about this season. It just depends on your style and what you like. Because it is a different type of season than the previous seasons. It has a murder mystery vibe to it. And so personally, I love a good murder mystery. I love watching those type of movies. I love murder mystery podcasts, like the whole thing. So I am actually really, really into season 4. Some people have been like, it's okay. It's not really that good because it's completely different than the other seasons. But I, on the other hand, I really like it. I think it's really, really good. I love how they did it and they switched it up a little bit. I'm actually on episode 8, so I'm getting close to being done, and I just saw that they renewed for next year. It said the last season is officially coming in 2024, so that is exciting. I also love the location and the characters in this season because it is in London, and I really want to go to London, first of all. Plus, I just love their accents. Typical American saying that, but I do, so no shame. Next up, I had to throw this one in here because I eat it all the time. It is another food favorite, and it is chicken apple sausage. So usually in the past, I've always just done turkey sausage in the morning, but chicken apple sausage is like such a step up above turkey sausage. It is just the yummiest sausage. It is so good, especially the brand that I get. I think it's called I don't think it's called Adele's. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's spelled, I think, A-I-D-E-L-L-S. Maybe it is Adele's. I don't know. But that's the brand that I get, and it tastes so good. I have it with scrambled eggs and avocado, and it's just the best breakfast. Like, when I'm really hungry, I like to eat this when I get home from the gym because it is a lot to consume at one time. But after a good workout, it is such a good meal in the morning. I love how high it is in protein, and just in general, I've really been into eating high protein foods. And I talked about, I believe it was on the previous episode, how eating high protein in the morning is going to make you feel satiated and fuller longer. Plus, it helps you not crave sweets later on in the day when you do have that high protein intake in the morning. So I do like that benefit that comes along with it. Okay, next up, I can't believe I'm saying this because old me would not have liked this, but I don't know, this month, I've just really been into doing workouts on Saturdays. It's so weird for me to say that because I've always loved taking Saturday and Sundays off. But just the past few Saturdays, I've loved getting up and starting my weekend with a good workout. I will admit, it usually is going to be 12:30, but still, I just love getting up and doing it on a Saturday morning and then getting it done and feeling so good. Like, that's a good way to start your weekend off, you know? So I've been into that, and I feel so good the rest of the weekend. And plus, I feel like this is a good tip if you typically eat more on the weekends or you like to treat yourself a little more on the weekends. Getting up on a Saturday morning and starting off your day with a good workout, I feel like it's not going to make you feel as guilty, or like it helps you burn more calories. If you are eating more, consuming more calories, obviously doing a good workout is going to help you with that. But the main thing for me is just you feel so good to start your weekend off on a good note like that. I also think a Saturday morning class would be really fun. So like a spin class or a yoga class. That is something that I kind of want to check out in the future and do is a class on a Saturday morning and then maybe go to brunch or something. I think that'd be just a fun new routine to get into. Next up is my favorite morning drink that I've been having lately. I actually shared this on my stories a couple days ago, and it is a protein, yes, a protein chai tea. I actually got this at this huge flea market that we go to here in Texas, but I will link the website where you can order it off of. I love chai tea in general, but the fact that it has 12 grams of protein in one serving is such a nice little bonus. It tastes so yummy, and I'm always craving something warm to drink in the mornings, and I'm not a coffee drinker either, so this protein chai tea is perfect, and it's just, I look forward to it every night when I go to bed now, and I'm almost out of it, so I need to order more, actually. Oh, and I forgot to mention, it is a sugar-free tea as well, so the macros on it are super good. It's like 30-something calories for one serving, 12 grams of protein, there's no sugar, 3 carbs. It's just all around a good time, so I'd highly recommend that tea. They do also have so many other flavors, though, if chai tea is not your thing. They had this strawberry kiwi tea that was so good as well, and it was zero sugar too. So that is one that I want to order. I just need to make a whole new order here soon on this website. I think it's called Texas Tea House. I'm going to look it up and then I'll just link it in the show notes. Okay, my next April favorite is my Hokas. I recently got the Hoka Bondi 8s in all white just because I needed a new running and walking shoe. And guys, these are so, so worth it. They definitely live up to the hype because I feel like I'm walking on a cloud when I'm wearing these shoes. I wear these when I go jogging and when I do 12:30. So basically, I'm wearing these all the time when I go work out. They are so comfortable. And as someone who's tried, I feel like every brand of walking and running shoe, these are definitely the best. They have so many different colors, but I just wanted to get the all white ones because they go with everything. So if I wear a bright colored workout set, I can just wear the white Hokas with it and it's going to match. It was really tempting though to get these really cute different colored ones because there's so many different ones that are so pretty. But I did end up going with the all white ones, so I'm glad I did though because in person they are really white and really pretty, and I feel like it's not going to be too hard to keep them clean because I'm just wearing them on the treadmill when I'm walking or when I'm walking outside. Okay, I say that, but when you walk outside, I don't know, I'm just like, if I'm just walking on a trail, we'll see. We'll see how long they stay white. But for now, they're so pretty. I've been getting a lot of compliments on them. They look like huge, like, marshmallows, though, not going to lie. Like, they're thick. But everybody knows what Hokas are, so it's not like weird if you wear them. And everybody's like, what are you wearing? Because they are a bold shoe for sure. If you are looking for a good walking shoe though, because I wore my Brooks out, like they are coming apart, then I'd recommend Hokas for sure. Okay, this next one is another one I'm like, what? I can't believe I'm saying this either. But lately here in the past couple months, I've really been into Snapchat. That's kind of embarrassing. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's just weird. Like, Snapchat kind of died and then it came back. I post sometimes on there, just like dumb, stupid stuff. But I love looking at the subscriptions I have and seeing different people's day. So like Chantel Jeffries, Jen Selter, Khloe Burrows, Khloe Kardashian, they all have Snapchat and they're always posting basically what they're doing that day. And I just love seeing it. Like, yes, I know they're getting paid some bag to post all that stuff, but still, it's just so interesting to me to look at their lives and see what they're up to, especially like those girls I just named. They post a lot. Like, they post things that you're not going to see on Instagram, things you're not going to see on TikTok or wherever. It's going to be definitely more personal on Snapchat, and just like little recommendations, things they bought that day. I've just really been into watching all their stories on there. I went through a period of time where I never checked Snapchat. I feel like that's when it kind of died, or maybe it wasn't dead and I just like didn't know about it. But yeah, more recently I have been getting on there every day just to check like subscriptions that I have to different people, and I really enjoy Snapchat. Such a weird thing because it has been around for so long, but props to Snap because they're making a comeback.
I think that's where my affirmation love started, though, because Chantel always would post affirmations. Pia Mia would post affirmations. Chloe K posts a lot of affirmations as well. And so I think that's where it started, because I was always seeing them on Snapchat subscriptions. And then I kind of downloaded the app and started looking at them myself. So just realizing that right now with you guys. And for my very last April favorite, it is going to be mango. Yeah, that's really, really random. But in general, like, I've been loving mango. So in my smoothies, I've been making berry smoothies sometimes. Like I said, it depends on the day. If I'm craving like a berry citrusy smoothie, I love putting mango in there. Or even my diffuser, I have this mango scent that I've been putting in there, and it smells so good in my room. And then the mango greens. I love the mango greens. Like, mango in general, I've really been into. And it's ever since, because I will tell you, I went 26 years without, no, I mean, I tried mango before, but 26 years without ever really eating mango because I thought I didn't like it. But when I went to Zanzibar, I tried it over there and I was like, wait, what is this? Because we were out on the boat about to go snorkeling. They had all this fruit laid out and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it, because I thought it was mango, but I wasn't sure. And it just looked so good. Like, it looked like the juiciest piece of fruit you've ever seen. So I just picked it up and tried it. And I was like, wait, is this mango? And my friend was like, yeah, like, what do you mean? And I was like, okay, this is crazy. I didn't know I liked mango. And so ever since then, I've been into mango. And especially here lately, just having it in my smoothies, in my room, smelling up my room. Like, I'm all about mango. I will say that Zanzibar mango is better than the mango I got here, but also that could be just because I didn't get it at a good time, so I don't know. Despite that fact, I have just really been into mango. And that is all of my favorites for the month of April. So thank you guys so much for listening. Let me know if you try any of these out, and don't forget to take that survey if you are interested in going on a group travel trip with me. That's going to be linked in the show notes, along with the other stuff that I talked about that will be linked as well. If you don't already, follow Caitlin Cracks the Code on Instagram and TikTok at @KCTCpod. If you enjoyed this episode, please give me a 5-star rating and review on Apple and Spotify. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Caitlin Cracks the Code, and I will talk to you guys next Monday.